Lord, that you would use your word to cause faith in me and to change my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 91, we actually really don't know who has written it, or you know, it's not mentioned who has written Psalm 91. And any guesses whom people think Psalm 91 was written by? See, that's a trap we get into. Most of the time we think Psalms, David, right? Do you know that David, you know, wrote many of the Psalms. He actually wrote 73 Psalms out of the 150. But there were other writers, or there were other people who wrote the Psalms. And but many of those who wrote were Levites and priests during David's time. One was Korah, another one was Asaph. And Solomon wrote two Psalms, right? And there's another guy who wrote a Psalm, Moses, right? Psalm 90 is a Psalm of Moses. So a lot of theologians believe that Psalm 91 also was written by Moses, because the Psalm would mention the author if it was a new author. So like, you know, he would write, and you know, they didn't write, okay, Psalm 91, but he wrote this song, and they put the next one, and they believe that Moses wrote, because he talks about pestilence, he talks about plagues, and all that happened in Egypt. Right, Psalm 91 verse 4. Hataravena padaya. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Unvahanse swakiya piyapatin numba vasana seka. Numba unvahanse ge piyapat yata araksha vannehiya. Unvahanse ge satyavadikama palihakya. Maha palihakya. Gita Vali Anueka Hatara. And here, you know, I will just say the psalmist, right? The psalmist declares that God's truth will be our shield and our buckler, right? And if you read that verse again, E Vachana Navata Obakiewod, it says that, you know, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. That's how it starts there. That under the wings of God, that you will take refuge. He will cover you with his feathers. And it's almost like, I pictured like this big bird, right? And this little, you know, chicks will come and take refuge. And here, that's a picture of us, of God saying, I will cover you. But you would take refuge in me. Right? Mama obava vasa gannwa. Et oba maatula oba sangavenna oni kiyala. And what one of the things that I saw in this is that it says that you shall take refuge. You see that there in your Bible? It says you shall take refuge. Metana obe Bible e obata dakinna puluwam. Oba numba unwahansege piyapat yata araksha wannehiya kiyala. Right? So what does that tell you when it says you shall take refuge? There's a choice that you and I have to make. We can't expect, it's almost like we can't expect God to run behind us. Isn't it? But it's saying there is a place of safety. There is a place of refuge. And I need to be in that place. God has opened that place for us. God has made that place available for us. But there's a choice that I make to say, I want to go deeper in him. I want to be in that secret place. See, Moses knew the secret place of God. Right? Moses danagatta deviyan wahansege ara rahasigata sthanaya. Remember, he went up to the mountain when God called him. And there was once where God didn't speak to him for a week. He didn't speak to him for 7 days. God just called him and said, you be in my presence. Before I give you the law, you be in my presence. But Moses had to go up to the mountain. And in the same manner, there is a choice that we make to take refuge in God. Deviyan wahanse tula api teeranayak gannawa unwahansege e rakawarne sanga wenna. Because God says the feathers are there, the covering is there. But you have a choice to say, Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Often people run around and expect God to come behind them. And then they would say, where is God? But God says, I am here. But you come. So even when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, where did God lead them to? Israel janatawa eliyata awahama kohatada deviyan wahanse obunwa genichche? It's not a trick question. Where did he first bring them to? If you read Exodus 19 verse 4, it tells you where. He brought them to himself. He brought them to himself. Right? And I believe that has not changed. Yeah, venas vela naha. Because God wants us to come to himself. God wants us to be under the covering of his feathers. God wants us to be in the secret place of the Most High. Because there, I can live in his blessing. There, I can be victorious. There is no fear in that place. Hallelujah. Fear is not found under the feathers. Fear is not found in having the refuge in God. Fear is found out of that place. Right? Baya unwahanse tula naha. Unwahanse ke piyapat yata naha. Baya tiyenne e piyapat walin eliye. And how many of us know that? That, you know, sometimes we get so scared, we run around, but when we get on our knees and start praying, that fear goes. Why is that? That's because I have come to the secret place. I have come and I'm taking refuge in God. We know that so well, but we sometimes still run around, isn't it? Api eka e satya api dannawa e api kochchara thawa duwanawada. And the first thing I want to share is that it says that his truth shall be your shield and buckler. Unwansege satya obage paliha. Right? A buckler is a small shield. Right? So it's a big shield. It can be a big shield. It can be a small shield. And basically what it's saying is, that's what will protect you. Right? That's what will protect you. E de tama obo araksha karanne. And so the truth of God is what will keep you safe. Right? The truth of God is what will keep you safe. And God's truth begins in your mind. Deviyan wahansege satya patan ganne aarambha wanne obage manasa thulai. So often the devil plays mind games with us, causing us to doubt and fear. Right? So often the devil lies to us. See, a lot of the time, the devil uses our vulnerability. Right? Dungak velata yaka pavichi karanne ape anarakshita bhavayai. And he begins to whisper things. Nah, God's not going to heal you. Nah. You know, God healed you, but you know, that sickness is going to come back right on you. God doesn't really care for you. How many of you have heard those lies? Wow. No one has heard those lies. We've all heard those lies. Right? We've all heard those lies. You know, God really doesn't love you. Or God is not concerned about you. And what happens is that at that moment, we forget the truth of God. And we embrace the lie of the devil. And we then align our life according to the lies that the devil begins to lay one after the other. And here the word of God is so clear when it says, his truth un wahansege satyay ape paliya yaksha ge boru neve and see something I saw here is that when you come under his covering when you take refuge in him his truth becomes a reality his truth becomes a reality there it becomes a revelation api un wahansege e piyapat yatatata aabahama api un wahansege rakawarane tula un wahansege aawarane tula sitihama e sthane deviyan wahansege satyamata elidaraw wenawa it's in god's presence that I get that revelation and it's suddenly like whoa now I know It's not out of his presence that you get the revelation but when you are connected in him when you are in that place and you know this is what we need to live every day with because so often we don't respond or we don't react based on the word of God we react on different things but revelation comes when you are in his presence and again that is a choice Say with me, it's a choice. Eka teeranayak. That for me to come and take refuge. You know, imagine if you're walking on the street and you're holding an umbrella like this and going. Right? The umbrella is open. You're here and you're walking like this. You know, you'll go, what a nutcracker. What a foolish person that is. But do you know that is what we do? Do you know what that is what we do sometimes e detham api samahata karanne god's protection is there but we walk out of it when god says be in my truth mage satya tula oba oba sitinna mak nisa da e satya tula obata elidarawwak wenawa oy e satya tama oba idirata geniyanne see a soldier has to be always prepared with his shield You know, they don't use shields anymore. But those days, the soldier had to be prepared. The sword itself was not enough. Kaduwa pamanak madi. Palihat avashya una. Why? Why would they need to be ready with the shield? Ai paliha samaga sudaam wasitinna one. Who can tell me? Someone? Why? Yeah, they have to be ready at any time. At any time the enemy can hit at any time the enemy can attack right now the enemy can come into your mind and say don't listen all nonsense seriously or the enemy could have played a mind game with you in the morning so that when you come you cannot receive what God wants you to hear and how many of you know that the enemy hits when you don't expect it api balaporottu wannete mohote tama yaka gahanne because he knows that's where he can get you right and so we have to be ready because there is the possibility of an attack we live in a world where the enemy is still roaring and going left right north south east west I had a friend who said yeah the enemy is roaring but he has no teeth Because Jesus removed his teeth. Hallelujah. But and Jesus has given us the equipment to shut his mouth. Not to listen to him, to shut his mouth. Right? Deviyan wahanse apita hakiyawa dila thiyena yakaage yakaata kan denna neve. Uge kata wahanna. And you know sometimes we get deceived and the enemy says, "Hey, everything's okay." You know your problem is okay so you know you can you know don't pray today tomorrow you can pray tomorrow you can read the word what happens boom that's where he gets you ek paadama gahano hitan nathi mohotedi but god says take refuge in me devan mahansa kiyanne maathula oba sangawanna So that when we are in the presence of God, when we take refuge in God, even when the enemy attacks, where will our eyes be? On God. අපි උන්වහන්සේගේ රැකවරණයේ සිටිනකොට අපිට පහර වදිනකොට අපේ ඇස් තියෙන්නේ උන්වහන්සේ තුලයි. අපේ ශක්තිය එන්නේ උන්වහන්සේගෙන්. අපේ එළිදරව් එන්නේ උන්වහන්සේගෙන්. Our revelation, our strength then begins to come directly from God. Hallelujah. That's why even Paul says in the book of Ephesians, taking up the shield of faith. Taking up the shield of faith. So that the fiery darts don't come at you. Now remember, those are fiery darts. Right? These are not normal darts. These are fiery darts. Right? Meva, me italavala gindarat tiyenawa. They will puncture you, but they will also burn you. It's meant for destruction. Right? The fiery darts of the enemy is not meant to give you a good time. It's meant to destroy us. It's meant to steal, kill, and destroy. Yakshayage eetala wala ekama aramuna apada preethiya genne neve. Eth apewa vinasa karanna. And God is equipping his church to say, stand up, stand on my truth, raise up your shield of faith. Because the shield of faith is based on the truth of God. Praise you, Jesus. Am I getting through?
Yes.
Yes? Good. You've got to say that anyway because I'm asking you. Hallelujah. You know, many times, you know, say when we're going through problems, I was talking to Krishani about this morning. Many times when we talk about, you know, when say if you're going through a sickness, right? Oba rogayak tulin yanawana. We just keep talking and talking and talking about it. We just keep talking about it. So off to somebody, yes, you know, I'm going through this. And sometimes I say, stop, and what if you pray without talking? You know, when you keep talking about, oh, this is not right, that's not right. Yes, it's not right. But God asks us to come into his refuge. He doesn't ask us to talk about the problem. And when you begin to talk, when you come into his refuge, that is where faith will come. When you just keep on telling people, this is not right, that is not right, this is not right. And you don't pray upon it, you don't allow yourself to come into God's presence, you are not sowing faith, you are sowing fear. Exactly where the enemy wants us. And that's what you then believe. Don't get distracted if the kids are coming in and out. This is important. Right? You begin to believe what the enemy tells you. Yaksha obara kiyana de tama oba vishwas karanne. You know, I was thinking, how many times did Jesus ask people what they felt? How many times did Jesus ask people what they were going through? I couldn't find one scripture. Now that's a revelation. But what did Jesus ask people? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Do you want to get well? You know, there's a man who was saying, oh God, yeah, you know, Jesus, you know, no one's taking care of me. I'm here, you know, people are getting healed. They are not even carrying me and putting me into the water. And Jesus said, do you really want to get well? Or are you enjoying being in this muddy place? Sometimes people love to be in the mess. True. They don't want to get out of it. Jesus never asked people, so what are you going through? Oh, I'm so sorry. Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Be healed in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. You know, there's a young man who was brought and, you know, he was full of demons. And the father said, oh Lord, you know, help, Lord, give me faith. Help my unbelief. And Jesus cast the demons out. Jesus had compassion. Right? Devyan Mahan said, Anukampavati Buna. And you know what? Compassion is that you want to help someone get out of the mess they are in. Most of the time we have pity. Pity says, "Ane, I'm sorry. Paune." You know, in Poland, I use the same example of paune. So I said, "Ane sinno." This is how we talk sometimes in the Sri Lankans. And my translator, "Sinno?" He couldn't get that. I said, "Oh, no. I feel so sad." But you know, your compassion is, "I feel sorry for you, but I need to get you out of that place." But we get stuck feeling sorry. We get stuck feeling, "Oh, I feel so bad." Do something about it. Jesus says, you know, Peter and John, when they came, they saw that man and he said, "Look, give me some money." He said, "Well, I don't have what I have." They had compassion. They said, "What I have, I'm going to give you. In Jesus' name, rise up and walk." They gave what they had to set that man free. What do you have to give? What do you have to give? You have Jesus. Don't get stuck feeling, having pity. Have compassion. And don't get caught up just talking about your problem. Get on your knees and pray. Go to the place of refuge. Otherwise, every Tom, Dick, and Harry who comes, you're talking about your problem. And you're filling yourself with doubt. And you're settling in your heart, "This is God's will for me." අපි එහෙම කතා කරනකොට අපි කියන මේක තමයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කැමැත්ත දැන්. And almost like you are making yourself comfortable to say, "This is what God wants for me." When God may be saying, "No, I want you free." But you're choosing to be there. You're choosing to sow doubt and not faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Faith doesn't come by talking and talking about the problem. I'll say that again. Faith doesn't come by talking and talking about the problem. Faith doesn't come by feeling sorry for yourself. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. And the shield of faith is about that. Adahille paliha kiyanne eka tama. You know, Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue can bring death or life. Right? Hitopadeshya dahate visika kiyana. Ape diveng, ape kateng. අපිට ජීවනය ගේන්න පුළුවන් මරණය ගේන්න පුළුවන්. And those who love to talk, this is from the New Living Translation, those who love to talk will reap the consequences. I thought this is a good translation, right? Those who love to talk will reap its consequences. The New Living Translation or the NLT. What are you sowing from your mouth? What are you speaking? Life or death? Jeevanayada maranayada? Api kateng pita karanne. You know, so often we pray and say, "Lord, take this problem away from me." I've done that. We all do that. Because we want to be free of the problem. Amen. But God may be saying, "Take cover under my wings. Take refuge in me. Be established by my truth. Mage satyeng oba shaktimatwan." So that when the enemy comes to you, you are strong in me and my faithfulness. Our life is not about being free from problems. Our life is about being like Jesus. And being healthy spiritually. And I think sometimes we don't focus on what can make us strong. We focus on just get the fire. Just put out the fire. ගින්දර ඉක්මනට නිවන්න. ඒත් මම බලන්නේ ගින්දර කොහොමද ආවේ ඔතන්ට. ඇයි ගිනි ගන්නෙ? You know, this morning when we set this up, this was going kar. And Nishan and I were like, oh, could it be this? Could it be this? Could it be this? And we're like, our first thing was we wanted to stop the crackling noise. But then Nishan looked at the reason why it was crackling. He searched for that. Many times when you are going through situations, don't just want it solved, but look at what is God doing here? What does God want me to do? Why is this happening? Problems will come, guaranteed. But God wants us in being in His refuge. God wants us to react in His truth. Unwanse satya tula apakriya karanna. Because it's His truth that will set you free. Amen. It's the truth of God that will set you free. It's not good thoughts. It's not allowing ourselves even to be beaten up. It's not positive thinking that's going to set you free. But it is the truth of God. That's why Moses said, His truth shall be your shield. Unwahansege satyai obage paliha. Honda situili prashne numeti vima eva neve. Unwahansege satya. And how many of us, and I'm talking to myself, how many of us will be standing on God's truth? Or hoping for the best? Like a single again, kamma go chikago age. Hoping for the best to survive. How many of us are doing that? Because our focus is not about being in His refuge. Now, it doesn't mean that when you come into God's covering, you stop life. Life doesn't stop. I believe life gets better. You enjoy life. I truly believe that. When you walk in the presence of God, your life is better. You have peace. You have joy. Even when problems come, you can be victorious. But the devil says, in God's presence, you are so boring. Life is not good. God will bless your life when you are in His presence. And I'm sharing that, experiencing it. God will give favor to your children. Deviyan wahanse obage daruwanta aashirwada dei. Your children will be blessed. Generations will be blessed when we dwell in the presence of God. When we take refuge in His presence. Hallelujah. Because the devil lies and says, okay, that's fine. Let God be there on Sunday. You need to work your life out. Yes, God will lead you to do that. The difference is you can do it alone or you can do it with God. The truth of God will establish you. Deviyan wahansege satya obawa shaktimat karai. You know, sometimes I look at people and there's a sadness in our hearts. But it's almost like God has given you the truth. You know the truth, but you choose not to walk in the truth. Samahatama katti desa balanokota dadi dukak enawa apita. Oba satya dannawa. Satya kiyala dila thiyenawa avurudu ganan. ඒත් ඔබ තීරණය කරන සත්‍ය තුල ඇවිදින්න නැතුව ඔබේ මාර්ගෙම යන්න. Look at yourself this morning. How much are you living in God's truth? දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සත්‍යයේ කොපමණ කොච්චරක් ඔබ ජීවත් වෙනවද? Are you getting fashioned according to the world? That you're missing out what God is saying. ලෝකය ඔබව අඹරනවාද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කියන දේ අමතක වෙන්න. You know, yesterday when we were coming from Frankfurt, there was this girl who was seated next to me. And as usual, you know, I began to chat to her. And, you know, I didn't tell her I was a pastor, but I said, look, I counsel people, I give advice, I help people to be free. And she said, as I said counsel, oh, I need counseling. And Krishani fell asleep. This girl was just going on and on and on and on. And I said, look, call us. Let's meet. Right? She's a Hindu girl. but she needs freedom. She said, my life is totally stressed. I don't know. You know, I've not seen my parents for years. And the world was sucking her up. Lokaya yava gilagannawa. She needs Jesus. She needs peace. She needs joy. She needs to enjoy life. You know, as Romans 12, you know, it says about not being conformed. Not being conformed to the way of the world. Roma 12 dekhe kiyana api loke vidiyata hada gassenne pa. Don't do what the Joneses are doing. I have a joke because we used to live next door to the Joneses. And then we finally bought Mr. Joneses' house. But you know, it's like, okay, that person is doing that, so let you do that. Why? Why do you do what you do? Okay, now I'm going to talk even in a very Asian Sri Lankan context. Tuition nattan lamya fail wenawa. If you don't give tuition to the child will fail. Who told you that? Who told you that? Now I'm not. I know some of you kids go for tuition, so I'm not talking personally to you all, right? But this is the Sri Lankan mentality, right? Ah, lamya fail wenawa. Eh, tuition dunne ne. You know what? You get the kids to follow Jesus. You get the kids to get on their knees and pray. God will give them wisdom. Hallelujah. Devian wahanseta daruwanwa laddi karanna devian wahanse tulata paadan karanna one. Kids, don't forget you have to study. I tell that to Sean, isn't it? Yes. But we also tell Sean, you pray first. Daily connect with the Lord. If you ask him directly. Don't stress out with your studies. You stress out because you're not in God's presence. Right? And God will bless your children. You don't have to fear that. When you choose the truth of God. Devyan wahanse satya oba thurana thirane karagathama. God says your children will be blessed. But we are trying to be like the world. You know, I've not shared this with many of you. Our youngest he won the best student in the whole school. Right? And the first time I'm publicly saying this. Because we didn't want to make a big fuss of it. Anything we did? No. Anything he did? The influence of God in him. All the teachers had voted for him. And today his name is on the school, that board. And he got a cup. God will bless your children. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to go the way of the world. Your children will be blessed. They will walk faithfully. They will be good people. The problem is many parents choose God second, put studies first. And then you cry, my daughter's got pregnant, my son is doing drugs. You are to blame then. Nobody else. Because you have chosen to walk away from the truth of God. You establish them in the truth and the child will not bring you shame. That's what the word of God says. I don't know why I didn't think of that, but I felt I had to share that. Because this is life. What brings life? The truth. Jeevane agenne satya. Don't get caught. Don't allow the devil to lie to you. It does not mean that, as I said, it doesn't mean that your children don't study. It doesn't mean that children don't study hard. They have to do that. He's been studying hard, late into the night. But God will bless that when God becomes first in your child's life. When God becomes first in your child's life. Train up a way a child should go and he will never bring you shame. He will never bring you shame. And I just leave this with you because my time is up. What do you protect yourself with? Ask yourself that question. What do you protect yourself with? Oba araksha karaganne kumakinda. What do you protect yourself with? Do you protect yourself with the truth of God? Because the word of God says his truth shall be your shield and buckler. Or do you protect yourself by the world system? Do you protect yourself with the devil's lies and get caught? What do you protect yourself? Oba kumakinda araksha karaganne. What do you stand on? Where are you standing? Let's pray. Oh, sambara barabara bakara. Oh, rakababa barabaka vishikara. Kundarabaka santarabaka. Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, God. I want you to just close your eyes and just allow the Spirit of God to bring reality into that word. But Devyan Vahan said, Idadin. Obagas netwasa. If vachane obage hadwate satya karganin. What do you stand on? What do you use for your protection? How do you protect yourself? Oba araksha karagane keseda. Oba araksha karagane mukinda. Let God's truth be your shield. Let God's truth be your buckler. Devyan vahansege satya. Obage paliha venna. Maha paliha venna. Kuda paliha venna. Be in the presence of God. Desire, like, you know, Krishani said in the morning, desire. And I think even Janaka prayed. Desire the presence of God. Desire to be in God. Devyan vahanse tula inna oba asa karanna. Oba enna e sthaneyata. Remember it says, you take refuge. That's what it says. And under his wings, you shall take refuge. Make a choice. Not just an emotional choice now, but a choice that you're going to take away from this message into this week, into the next month, next year. Oh, hallelujah. God, we thank you, Father, that your truth is our shield. Your truth is the only thing that can fight the enemy. Yes, Lord, it's only your truth that can fight the enemy. Because the enemy cannot and will not challenge the truth of God. He can't. Because he's all lies. And we praise you for that, Lord, that you have given us the truth. When the enemy says, God does not love you, that's what he lies. But God's truth says, God so loved the world. And this morning, Lord, we allow our hearts to be open to you. Because, Lord, we let this not just be a message, let it be a revelation to draw us to you and to live according to your truth. Obage satya mata jeevat venna swamini. Through the fire, through the storm, through the waters, through the oasis, it will be your truth. Let us stand on your truth. Kumana deyak unath swamini ginnenda jalaya medin giyat oba wahansege satya vitarai apawa araksha karanna puluwan. So therefore, Lord, I ask your blessing over your people. Help us, Lord, myself included, to always lift up the shield that says the truth of God. Lord, let us not speak, let us not sow unbelief, but Lord, let us sow faith. And faith will become belief and bring freedom and revelation. Lord, let us not just speak and speak and speak, but let us say, Jesus, this is what we want you to do. Let us dwell in the presence of the Lord, in the secret place of the Most High. In Jesus' name. And everyone says, Amen. 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 Amen.